Brett Metzig and Adam Roberts with you until 6 o'clock tonight. No Brewers baseball this evening. That's because the first leg of the road trip has wrapped up. Brewers pick up a 6-0 win over the Cardinals. And Brew October is presented by Network Health, Delta Dental, Annex Wealth Management, and Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank, right here on WTMJ. The team moving on to Miami to take on the Marlins. The man behind the TV call for each of the games against the Cardinals joins us on the line right now. It's Jeff Levering. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, Greg? Good to talk with you. Good day today at Brewers baseball.
Fantastic day, right? I know they announced a crowd of like 30,000. It looked like there was plenty of good sections available at the stadium today.
Yes, there was plenty of red that was available for anybody to be seated in over the entire course of the series. They announced over 35,000 each day. Tickets sold, and I get that, but it was pretty barren. There's no doubt about that.
Well, one of the reasons I want to have you on, Jeff, we will talk a little Brewers baseball, but it's also World Alzheimer's Day, and it's part of National Alzheimer's Month. And you've been on this for a couple of years. You do a variety of things to help raise money for the fight against Alzheimer's, including having people reach out and maybe have a personal announcement made by you. So walk us through how people can leverage you to raise money for Alzheimer's.
Yeah, it all goes for a great cause. So the last couple of seasons, I've been fortunate to partner with the Alzheimer's Association in Wisconsin. And they created, with Matt LePay, Craig Kishon, and a couple of other folks as well, the Sportscasters Against Alzheimer's. And they asked me to be a part of that a couple of years ago. They've raised a lot of money, which is great. And over the offseason, I thought, how else can I help raise money with the walks that they have each and every year? I figured it might be a fun thing to do if I hopped on Cameo. A lot of people do that, so I started a Cameo account in spring training, and every dollar that I raise on Cameo ends up going to the Alzheimer's Association. And then I came up with the idea in August to kind of Brewers baseball, and you get that playoff push. Everything that we raise in August and September, I'm going to end up doubling at the end of the month of September. So that's what we did today. Pushed a little thing out there today just to remind everybody we got 10 days left in the month of September and do what we can to help those that are impacted by Alzheimer's.
Jeff, this is Adam Roberts. I now, watching you do this, it's making me think a lot more about Alzheimer's myself, not obviously for me, but I'm watching my grandmother go through dementia and Alzheimer's right now, and I know a lot of people are being exposed to this, whether it's the people going through it or their family members. What has it been like kind of being at the forefront of this, hearing stories from people, and have you been learning more about Alzheimer's yourself through this process?
Yeah, no doubt. And my family has had Alzheimer's in their history going back a few generations now. So I've been in the same situation that you've been in. My grandfather, my uncle, who's 8 years older than my dad, passed away 20 years ago from Alzheimer's. My aunt is going through it at the moment. My dad's sister, who's 10 years older. So it's just something that a lot of people have to try and manage and deal with over the course of their lives. And, what the Alzheimer's Association is so great about, it's not necessarily making sure that the folks that have Alzheimer's and are dealing with Alzheimer's themselves have the treatment that they need, that they get the care that they need, but it's also for the families, because the families and the caregivers, they deal with a lot as well, and it's not an easy thing to do, and it's there for support, and that's what the Alzheimer's Association is all about, is giving support not to the folks that are dealing with it themselves, but also for the caregivers. And that's why I wanted to jump on board, because it's something that is very near and dear to my heart, and something that people deal with on a day-in, day-out basis.
And for those who don't know what Cameo is, like, if you had somebody in your family you wanted Jeff to wish a happy birthday to, or happy anniversary, or if you wanted Jeff to make fun of your neighbor's fantasy football team, right? Like, you make a little donation, Jeff will do that recorded message, send it to whoever it needs to be sent to, and there you go. You've donated money to a great cause while also roasting your neighbor for his fantasy football team.
Yeah, exactly. That was a fun one that I did back in August for an old high school buddy of mine who wanted to roast a mutual friend of ours, because he's had notoriously bad drafts. So he wanted me to come on, and I made up fictitious players and then told him to draft like the Icebox for his team defense. That's from Little Giants, Becky O'Shea. So, I mean, we have fun with it. We've had a lot of birthday requests, a lot of anniversary requests, people that just are big Brewers fans. That reach out and want to have a personal message. It's a good way to do that and raise a bunch of money at the same time.
And so how do people find your page, Jeff, so they can make a donation?
Yeah, you just go to Cameo, cameo.com, and just search for my name, and my name pops up right there. And it's as easy as that. Send me a quick little message, and I'll get on it within the next 24 hours.
And
it's a pretty easy process.
And, Jeff, I'm looking at that page right now. By the way, shout out to your style. I'm looking at the top videos that pop up, and
right,
you've
got
well
some together.
Great, great tropical shirts.
I try. It's a little more difficult to do that on the TV broadcast sometimes, but definitely on the radio broadcast where nobody can see me. It's a lot of Hawaiian shirts, a lot of just chill. And too bad I'm not going to be on the trip to Miami with the Brewers, because that would be a great time to bust those out.
Well, we'd like to see him clinch here on the road trip. I know it'd be fun against the Cardinals or Cubs at home. I'm maybe a little too greedy if I'm wishing for that. Just get it done while they're gone. That's okay. Yeah. We'll celebrate when they return home.
Yeah, magic number currently at 4, and it could be 3 as of tonight. So here's to hoping. They got a lot of great things coming up for the Brewers, there's no doubt.
Good stuff. Jeff Levering joining us on the program today. Travel safe, Jeff. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Take it easy, guys.